You are listening to the audio production of The Iron Heart of Mars, Book 1 of the Spacebound series by R.J. Harbour, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Bakken Books and is read by Ramon D'Ocampo. To my kids, chase your dreams fearlessly. Your potential knows no bounds, and I'll always be here cheering you on. Chapter 1. High-Speed Crash.
"Pull up, Ivory!"
I yell to my 9-year-old sister. "The ship is rocking so hard I can barely see straight."
"What do you think I'm doing? Making toast?"
she shouts.
"Oh, no!"
I twist in my seat to look. She's holding the control stick in one hand. Its wires are dangling. Her eyes are wide in the moonlight.
"Now we are toast," I yell.
With a final shudder, the ship splits in half. We shout as we free fall. When I finally hit the ground, I groan. Rubbing my head, I look at Echo, the robot I built. So far, he is my best robot, even though he does have some defects and glitches. I am only 12, but one day I expect to have him fine-tuned to perfection. One thing is for sure, he is much better than our cardboard ship.
"Mission failed, Earthlings," Echo says, his voice sounding a little robotic.
He rolls forward on his single wheel. The structure of his metal shell allows him to move and bend easily. Rims of light shine from beneath each piece of his shell. I programmed him to display emotions by changing his colors to match the way he feels. Right now, he is flashing blue instead of his normal yellow. Blue usually means he's sad. "I will get to space someday," I vow, staring up at the sky.
"Yeah, Monty, I don't want to fall all the way from space,"
Ivory says. "You can't fall in space. With no gravity, you float," I say.
"Floating sounds better."
She is holding her elbow as she gets to her feet.
"It is 79 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy in Floating Rocks, Utah,"
Echo reports.
"Echo, we don't care about the weather in Utah."
I search the sky.
"I would rather know what the weather is on Mars.
I wish I could fix that glitch." Echo hums, then says,
"It is negative 125 degrees Fahrenheit with a sandstorm."
"Monty! Ivory!"
a voice in the distance calls.
"The mothership is calling."
Echo flashes a happy orange color. I think he loves Mom as much as Ivory and I do. Before answering Mom's call, I look over to check on Echo, who is staring back at me with large, round, glowing eyes that I programmed to record everything that is happening. He holds the crumpled spaceship box in his two C-shaped hands. Programming those hands had taken forever. At first, he smashed everything he touched. Now he can pick up an egg without breaking it. I'm most proud of his balance system. I spent weeks fine-tuning it. "Echo? Do you think you could survive on Mars?" I ask. He hums again, flashing purple this time.
"Yes, I am like the Mars exploration rover called Spirit. 6 rovers have visited Mars. Echo would like to be number 7. I could search for signs of life like my fellow robots have."
"Speaking of 6 and 7, did you know the number 6 is afraid of 7?
Ivory asks. She is still picking sticks and dirt from her brunette hair.
"Afraid?"
Echo asks.
"Yes, because 7, 8, 9.
She giggles at her joke. Echo squints his eyes. I know he wants to learn what a joke is.
"Yes, Echo, that is a joke," I add.
7, 8, 9. "This is funny?"
Echo asks.
"Monty! Ivory!"
Mom calls again.
"Race you!"
Ivory shouts, running toward home.
"No fair!"
I race after her. We run down the path toward the warm lights of home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?